What not to do, burn out, overpromise, or build ministry on constant availability. In reentry and restoration chaplaincy, compassion is essential, but compassion without boundaries can become burnout. A chaplain may begin with a sincere desire to help. Then the calls increase, the needs multiply. Housing problems, relapse fears, family conflicts, court dates, job struggles, grief, shame, and crisis moments begin to stack up. The chaplain starts answering messages late at night, giving rides, offering money, making exceptions, and carrying burdens privately. At first, it may feel like love, but over time, constant availability can become unhealthy for everyone. It can exhaust the chaplain. It can weaken family life. It can bypass church or ministry leadership. It can create dependency. It can teach returning citizens that one person is their safety net. It can also set up painful disappointment when the chaplain finally cannot keep going. A reentry and restoration chaplain must not build ministry on constant access. Do not say, call me anytime, day or night, no matter what, unless that is part of a formal, approved crisis response role with clear backup and policy. Do not promise, I will always be here, if you cannot define what that means. Do not say, I will make sure you never go back, because you cannot control another person's choices. Do not say, I will find you housing if you do not have the authority or resources to do that. Do not secretly pay bills, provide private transportation, or make hidden arrangements that no leader knows about. Do not carry stories of relapse, trauma, grief, and fear without debriefing and support. Healthy chaplaincy is not cold. It is clear. A wise chaplain might say, I care about you, and I also want you to have more support than just me. Or, here is when I am available, and here is what to do if there is an emergency. Or, this need is important enough that we should involve the right leader or referral partner. These phrases are not rejection, they are mature love. Jesus did not serve from frantic availability. He withdrew to pray, he formed disciples, he sent people into community. He obeyed the Father's calling rather than every urgent demand. Re-entry ministry needs chaplains who can last. That means saying yes faithfully and saying no wisely. It means serving with a team. It means using proper referrals. It means protecting prayer, rest, accountability, and healthy relationships. Burned out chaplains often disappear. Steady chaplains remain useful because they serve within limits. So do not overpromise. Do not isolate. Do not build ministry on constant availability. Serve with love that can last.